Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is September 27th, 2023. It's time for The Hump. Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing good, Sean Rossap. You know what I found today?
Your YouTube play button that is right there.
I did find that. I did find that.
Right there.
I was doing a little bit of tidying up, and I hadn't seen this in probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, brother.
Look at that.
Oh, brother. What an artifact.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Anybody who's watched this for a while, you know what this is about. Look at that. I hadn't seen it in so long. There it is. Beauty.
Listen to this. Like, speaking of people who have been around for a long time, I felt like making this a bit of a surprise, but WWE announced their Australia pay-per-view in February. And I had a little conversation with a person who used to be a Fightful named Anna Bauert. And as things stand, it looks like she's going to be covering that show for us in traditional Anna Bauert fashion. I'm very excited about that.
Is she going to do one of her videos for us?
I think she's going to be doing, like, if they do scrums there or junkets, she's going to be doing the junkets.
Wow, does she still follow wrestling?
No, she doesn't. But if you go back and look at her work, like, every single person on the roster from Australia, we've got an interview with her doing of them in the past, too, from where she worked the scene back there. So
I knew Bronson Reed for sure. Who else?
Yeah. Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller, too?
Yeah. Even Steph DeLander. Like,
really?
I believe maybe even, unfortunately, Shaza. But
we should repurpose some of this stuff. And honestly, I used to love Anna's work because she put so many hours into her videos. And I used to feel kind of bad because we were still a new outlet and we didn't have the kind of numbers that we have now. I think that if she had been doing that now, they would have blown up.
Doing great numbers. Doing great numbers. She's such a talented woman. Funny enough, so when people apply for jobs at Fightful and I consider them, I do my background checks because I don't want to hire a Nazi. And I did my background check on Anna, who wanted to do transcript work for us. And I found a monologue she did, an acting monologue about abortion, where she was acting as if she had one. And I was like, oh my God, she is a phenomenal actress. I have got to put her on screen somewhere. I'm a big, like, true crime guy. Like, I love watching true crime stuff. I hadn't realized that I had watched several shows she had been in on Investigation Discovery in the past, where she had starred in those episodes in the past. So, I love Anna Bauert. She was wonderful. We always do like a birthday catch-up video call because our birthdays are the same week. But we waited about a month this year because we were both very busy. And it was really good. And obviously, I am not making that trip over to Australia. It is 30-something plus hours. But I was like, man, it'd be great if we could have Anna do some stuff there.
Very cool.
She was so happy to do it, and we're happy to have her do that. Very, very happy. And we're happy to have all of you. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please subscribe. Tap that bell for notifications. You can also join our membership thing that I don't mention a lot, but we've been posting a lot of archive podcasts, behind-the-scenes footage. I'm going to do a tour of my little background on here as well. I'm going to do a studio tour when I get that finished. But Anakin says, does Jade get a name change or does she keep hers? So that's going to be a thing that we are talking about pretty heavily on this show, Jimmy. Jade Cargill to AEW. We encourage you guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. I got one plug before this. We got a special offer on Fightful Select right now. FightfulSelect.com is our Patreon platform, where you get exclusive news like Jade Cargill leaving AEW for WWE, like Stone Cold Steve Austin returning to wrestling after 19 years, like Cody Rhodes leaving AEW, CM Punk coming back to wrestling, any number of those. Daniel Bryan leaving WWE, broken the biggest stories in pro wrestling for the last several years. And right now, we are finally offering annual memberships. And through next Monday, we are offering 15% off, which is basically 2 months free when you get a full year of Fightful Select. That will go down after next Monday. So go ahead, subscribe for a full year of Fightful Select, and you'll get a bit of a discount. But if you're here right now, get those super chats in, get those humper chats in. But Jimmy, the number one thing on your list better be Jade Cargill.
What else would it be? Of course, it's Jade Cargill.
Probably something else that Fightful Select broke. FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Best $51 a year in the business right now, Jimmy.
Yeah, there you go. At least until Monday. So, you know, for the last couple of years, whenever anybody would have the conversation, who from AEW would be a better fit in WWE and who from WWE would be a better fit in AEW? On the AEW side, Jade Cargill was always at the top of that list, I think. Always, because she just always was more about the entertainment side of pro wrestling than the in-ring, and she's going to do big things in WWE, not just her aesthetic, but the physicality aspect. Can you imagine her and Rhea Ripley and her and Bianca and her and Charlotte Flair? Like, these are going to be some big matches. First thing I'll ask you about right out of the shoot, they apparently have already decided on a brand, Raw or SmackDown. She says they've decided on a brand. My gut tells me SmackDown because it's a bigger audience. What are your thoughts? Where do you think she'd fit better at this stage, and who needs her more?
NXT is where I think she's going to be going.
Really? Because I thought it was indicated that she's going to go to the main roster.
I mean, she's spending time at the Performance Center. She's training at the PC.
Sure, but I thought...
I think that we'll probably see some integration there, because I don't think that it is an accident that they mentioned the Performance Center, and they are really, really trying to increase those NXT viewership numbers. And they brought her in with a lot of hype, and you know, we were asked by Anakin, what do we think that the name is going to be? I think it's going to be Jade Cargill. They announced 100%. Her as Jade Cargill. She's Jade Cargill, et cetera.
Is that her real name? Do you know what her real name is?
Yeah, that's her real name.
Okay.
And thank you to Kim Gray for changing your Fightful membership for a year. But as K775 says, do you think we see Jade on Sunday confront the NXT Women's Champion, or do you think she's Raw or SmackDown bound? She's got to learn how to work at a high level. I mean, I heard that from top wrestlers in WWE that were like, we're glad to have her, but she's got to be able to work. Got to be able to work, and that's the place to go. So Jeff Hawkins, another guy who, you know, long history with Fightful, did a show with me and Anna, brought up, like, you know, a lot of people said that the thing that kept Jade from the top levels of AEW was her in-ring work. Well, now they got about 8 to 10 people in WWE that are probably better than the top one or two in AEW.
Right.
And that's good and bad for Jade, because one, she's got to keep up with them. But also, if she can't keep up with them, they're going to be able to mask it a whole lot better than what they would have been before. Now, I think maybe had Mercedes been in AEW, that might not have been the case. I think Mercedes is probably like a dream perfect ideal opponent for Jade Cargill, considering size, style, and all that. But I look at people like Becky Lynch and Charlotte and Bayley and Rhea Ripley and just Tegan Knox, like, and I go, okay, well, they are going to be able to mask a lot of deficiencies if she still has those. But also, WWE is going to put an incredible amount of resources into making sure that she can work on the television level. Now, sure. I'm not going to go as far as to say, yes, I know she's going to go to Raw, SmackDown, or NXT. But if I were them, I would go the NXT route because it's very clear she has some buzz about her. And I don't know if it's going to – I don't know if it would move the needle on Raw or SmackDown, and that's not a shot at her. But on NXT, I think it would definitely move the needle because we have seen a direct correlation to Judgment Day and Becky Lynch moving the needle on NXT, which we're going to have more on Fightful Select this week.
Yeah, well, I thought the optics of her announcement were very interesting yesterday because they had a major sports outlet, ESPN, announce it. Plus, they issued a press release. Obviously, we know about the connection between ESPN and Endeavor, but it's not often that WWE announces a contract signing in such grandiose fashion. And it's a clear indication of where they see her in terms of her star potential. But I want to ask you this. Do you think that a major reason why they did this big, grandiose public announcement of her signing is because she was a former AEW star and they want to send the message that they can lure people over? Like, do you think that had anything to do with them being so grandiose about this whole thing?
Of course. This is the same thing that I had mentioned about Cody last year. I felt it was very, very important that they protect Cody in general, just because it was smart business. But also, if you want to say, hey, people in AEW, here's what you can have if you move over here. And that crossed regimes, Jimmy. Like, even under Vince McMahon, Cody Rhodes was booked good. Booked redundantly, sure. Now we're at a point to where it's like, what is this holding pattern that we're seeing with Cody Rhodes? But at least he's winning. He's prominently featured. He's treated like a star. He's selling tickets. He's a proven draw. I think that was very important. I think if it were anybody but Cody, I wonder how a lot of things would have went, but because it was Cody, and obviously Cody had a hand in the early formation of Jade Cargill in AEW, I think that's pretty good. They took somebody who we knew what they were in AEW and made him even better. And now they're taking somebody that reached some heights in AEW, but we were always like, I wonder if she can reach more heights.
For sure.
And now they're hopefully doing something grandiose with her as well.
Yep, for sure. I want to talk about the interview she did. She did an interview yesterday with the Ringer Wrestling Show, and she really put over WWE in a major way. She called WWE the grander stage. She said there's no grander stage than WWE. She said she felt like this was always the mission. She said it was a no-brainer. She didn't have any second thoughts. And that, again, tasting back to the interview she did a few weeks ago, where she said there's no place she'd rather be than AEW. And what I'm wondering now is if she said that deliberately to increase her leverage and potentially your asking price with WWE.
She knew when her contract was up.
Exactly. Do you think that was the mentality? I'm going to say in this interview, I don't want to leave because I want them to hear it. Because it sounds like that was the purpose.
Yes, she's a very smart woman. I think that's exactly what she did. But I mean, that's my hunch again. I think that's very, very clear. I think it's very clear that she knew what she was doing.
I want to ask you another thing optic-wise.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, obviously, last week, WWE did a bunch of releases, and they laid off office staff as well. And a week later, here they are doing this big announcement of a multi-year signing. Have you heard of any negative reaction in the locker room in terms of the timing? Because it seems like it's been generally positive. Like, all these top wrestlers are public saying, you know, great, welcome aboard kind of thing. So do you notice that the temperature is basically positive, or is there some negative sentiment because they just did a bunch of layoffs?
It's not good. I mean, there was a very sarcastic tone around the first layoff meeting, and like Vince saying that they had stagnated and stuff like that. And then the talent cuts too. Like, a lot of the top wrestlers that I even talked to were like, these people didn't have a chance. Like, they were never booked. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. It was one of those things where it was like, well, how can they get over if they're not on TV?
For sure. But what I'm saying is, was there any negative sentiment to them doing this massive announcement of a new signing after just cutting a bunch of people? No,
not really. Cause they knew that that signings are going to come and go. And I mean, there were a lot of people that were like, well, are they even going to keep doing signings? How will that work with Endeavor? And this is at least a positive sign.
Okay. And that good way to look at it. Okay.
Let's get some of these super chats, humper chats. Darren says, have AEW stopped doing house shows? Have not heard any news on them. Yeah, they have. They got Collision now, so they just moved away from that. Do you think that the hidden away hires from WWE debut now, post-merger and the Jade announcement, AOP, Ellering, Carlito, etc. I think we got to be getting closer. I think that Nia Jax kind of opened the floodgates for that, is what I believe. And about damn time, too. Marquis says, Sportskeeda, well, let me tell you, first off, Sportskeeda probably didn't report shit. They probably picked it up from somebody else. They said, report that Triple H want Bo to carry on Bray's legacy in the company. Any insight? They will not have Bo do that unless Bo wants to do that. But Bo is still under contract. But I couldn't find that on Sportskeeda anywhere. I see an article from a month ago where people are saying that that should happen. I see some less than reputable sources tweeting about that. But I don't see anything from anyone reputable whatsoever implying that. Not saying it's not happening, but I ain't seen that from anybody worthwhile. When does Jade Cargill show up on WWE TV? I would have her sitting in Bakersfield ringside at No Mercy right before the Tiffany Stratton Becky Lynch match, Jimmy.
And maybe even get into the ring and congratulate the winner.
I would love that. I think that makes an awful lot of sense.
Everybody knows who she is. I mean, they know. Yeah. So
Amir says, any interest in Ricky Starks from WWE? I mean, yeah, they've got interest in dozens and dozens of AEW talent. It's just a matter of being able to get them. What do you think will be the new era of AEW? That's a pretty ominous thing. We're going to spend some time on that in a little bit, Crazy. So yep. I want to get to these other super chats, but we are going to spend time on that. Which of the top WWE guys that don't like CM Punk would be open to have a conversation with him if he were to come back? Well, I mean, from what I understand, a lot of the top guys, like honestly, a lot of the top guys just don't like him. As far as the who would be open having a conversation with him, that's not for me to say. I mean, Seth Rollins has been very, very transparent. And Ryan says, Hey, Sean, with Seth saying he's the best in the world during his promo on Raw, is that a coincidence? Or are they hinting at a Punk return? Do you think that was any type of hint, or do you think that was a shot at Punk?
A shot.
I do too. He does not like CM Punk. It is not a work. He does not like CM Punk.
So I think that if anything was to be discussed with Punk, I don't think Rollins would be in the know yet. Yeah. So I don't think that's something he'd be aware of. I also think that Rollins is a pro. And if Hunter were to go to him and say, hey, we're thinking you and Punk at Mania, I think Rollins would do it. I think he's a pro.
Yeah.
But
I think he's a pro too.
But yeah. I don't think he would. If there's any discussions, I don't think Rollins would be privy to that at this point.
KE775 says, question on Boogs. He got injured when Vince was still in power, returned after Vince forced his way back. So an assumption, he's going to call out Triple H. Vince could have had him booked. Well, I mean, yeah, that's what he was saying. He was pretty well saying, Vince booked me, Triple H didn't. But, I mean, he tore his leg and knee to shreds. Like, it had nothing to do with Triple H there. I mean, Triple H was you know, kind of booking once he came back from injury. But, like, listen, if this guy doesn't realize if Vince wanted him on the show over the past 6 months, he would have been on the show. That's the long and the short of it. If Vince wanted it, Vince would have. We used to see this a lot, Jimmy. Vince liked me, but no, he didn't. Or else you'd be there. If Vince liked you, you would be there. That's the whole book, page one, chapter one. If Vince liked you, you'd be there. He makes the call. It is up to him. If Vince tomorrow, this Friday on SmackDown, wants Rick Boogs to get re-signed, come back, and beat Roman Reigns for the world championship, that's what's happening.
Well, maybe not.
Yes, that is what's happening.
You think Roman would go for that?
It doesn't matter if Roman would go for that. He could strip him of the damn title if Vince wanted.
That's true.
Like it is up to Vince. That's whether or not anybody went with it. It's up to him to make that decision.
You know, two things on this. The first thing is Boogs has got to be well aware of the fact that Vince was changing creative. He's got to know that, right? So that is a foolish thing to say. The other thing I want to say to Rick Boogs, I don't know if he's ever going to see this podcast. If he ever sees this podcast, if you want to continue working in the wrestling business, keep your damn mouth shut. There's no benefit to shitting on Triple H. There's no benefit, man. What do I always say to you, Sean?
We have seen people like Road Dogg and Billy Gunn who did have close relationships with Triple H.
Sure.
And they said some horrible shit about Triple H.
Sure. Like you said, they're close enough to him. Maybe they even hit him up afterwards and told him, but Boogs doesn't have that standing.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think that he buried Triple H. He just mentioned when Vince was out of power. Like, I don't think he said anything that out of pocket. I just think it wasn't correct. I don't think that he did anything that was particularly harmful to his career. I mean, look at all the shit the OC did, for the love of God. The Good Brothers, when they were outside of WWE.
I think talent did a smarter job. A lot of other talent posted on social media, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's the route that I would go.
You don't owe them that thank you anymore. You're out there getting buzzed for yourself.
You're right. But it depends on where you are in terms of... if you're Dolph Ziggler, Ziggler, I think, can write his own ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Boogs, not necessarily. So I think if I was him, I would have gone in a different direction. That's just my opinion.
CM says, what do you think the odds are we see Sexton Hardcastle in AEW soon? That's my guess for TK's new era quote, along with Monet. I don't think we see Sexton Hardcastle. That is a stupid ass name. It's a terrible name. They aren't going to do it. But Jimmy, did you see Kate's tweet today?
Yes, I did. I saw Kate's tweet today.
I'm going to go ahead and pull it up here because I thought it was honestly brilliant. I think it would be really, really a funny way to start a feud, too. Even a short feud would be something like this. It says, Edge enters the AEW ring. Tremendous pop. He goes, my Edge days are over. From now on, you can call me. And then Roderick Strong comes out and says, Adam! I think that is brilliant. Even if she meant it in jest, I think that's a great way to introduce somebody to their new name in a way that would be good for AEW. You set up his first match. It's against Roderick Strong, blah, blah, blah. You do that.
So I'm probably not the right person to ask about this because I'm not the core target audience. I understand how that would be amusing to maybe the core audience. I think for Edge's first program, it would not be marquee enough. That's
marquee
just my
enough.
Opinion.
It happened on a Dynamite.
So you'd have his first match like the week he returns on Dynamite.
That'd
like
be the
first...
week he returns. You can build it for 2 weeks or Collision or something like that.
Yeah, I guess.
You got to pop those Collision numbers, buddy. You're trying to get re-upped. They want to be with WBD forever.
Yeah, I don't and it sounds like they might be. Yeah, and I don't disagree with the Collision numbers thing. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. What else we got here? Oh, also, what do you think the odds are that I think Edge is headed to AEW, and Mercedes is headed to AEW, unless something catastrophic happens. If Vince was ousted from his chairman role, big if, do you think that he would sell his shares? Can't see him keeping his shares when he has no role anymore. Jimmy, that is a you question.
I forgot about this topic, man. I forgot about it. So I think it was about a week ago that word came out that Endeavor basically eliminated the lockup period on Vince's shares. I totally forgot about this. So I'll put this in layman's terms for people. Whenever there's a merger, if you're an existing shareholder, you can't sell your shares until you pass the lockup period on the shares. And it's usually between 90 and 180 days is typical. With Vince's shares, there was no lockup period, which means that he can sell them anytime he wants. And then on top of that, Endeavor filed something with the SEC, and I don't remember the wording, but it was something along the lines of, we know that Vince is a potential liability. It was basically something along those lines. We know that Vince is a potential liability. And so this made people, I actually got a lot of pats on the back because people on social media said, you called this before they even closed, which, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see it, but it's pure speculation outside of what we know. So we know that there's no lockup period on his shares. He can sell them anytime he wants. And we know that Endeavor publicly has said they're aware that he's a potential liability. That's all we know. People are already guessing, oh, he's out. They're like preparing for him to be out. There could be stuff going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of. But right now, everything aside from what I just said is pure speculation. But yeah, he can sell them whenever
he
wants.
It's a what if as of right now.
It's a what if outside of what we know. Yeah.
Jonathan Corona says, you know, it would be cool, Sean and Jimmy, if WWE and Impact and TNA do a Forbidden Door or show, because a lot of WWE superstars are from TNA that came from TNA. That would be cool. It would be cool, but they ain't ever doing that. WWE never. Doesn't need them. But I'll tell you what I hope they do, Jimmy. After the buzz I saw around Impact 1000 and some of the performances I saw, now granted, D-Von did not look good in the ring, but Gail Kim looked every bit as good as she ever was. There were a lot of wrestlers that, like, James Storm can come back and wrestle. I think they should be doing a TNA nostalgia show every single year. I think that they should be bringing back people every single year and saying, hey, here's who we used to have, but also they're teaming with Deonna Purrazzo and Jordan Grace and all these great people that we have now. I thought that the way that they booked the Impact 1000 thing was very, very smart to get some more eyes on it. And I don't know what the hell Impact looks like next year, but I thought that was really great. And again, I was blown away with how good Gail Kim still was in the ring. Just incredible.
And I agree with you. They've been around longer than people realize. You know, they've been around over 20 years.
22 years.
Yeah. And so they can absolutely. And most of the talent is probably available, with the exception of select guys that AEW would probably let them use. I bet you. So I agree with you. That's something they could absolutely do. But WWE, to answer that super chat, never going to happen with WWE.
Yeah, I just thought that was so smart. They were like, okay, we got Awesome Kong and Gail Kim in this match, but we also have Trinity, Mickey James, Deonna Purrazzo, Giselle Shaw, Savannah Evans, Tasha Steeles. They brought back Angelina Love for it. She pulled a Rick Rude that night.
Right.
Thought that was very cool. Really like that. Jonathan Corona says, to be honest, guys, I like this idea trade, but I want to know that I know there's no trade in wrestling. WWE gets Jade and Punk. AEW get Mercedes and Edge. Win situation for everyone if Endeavor wants Punk. Well, I mean, Mercedes isn't under contract to WWE. She left last year. Edge's deal expired. It was just nothing like that. And also, you can't trade independent contractors because of the contract that you've laid out. There are some very rare exceptions. Like, for example, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson got traded for Ben Askren. But that's because both guys were like, yeah, we're just both kind of ready to make career moves. And it worked out best for all of them. So they had to draw up completely different agreements. So it's good in theory, but also it's not that easy. You can't do that unless their deals were drawn up in completely separate ways that would allow something like that, Jimmy.
I can't recall that ever happening. The only thing I can think of that's even close is, say, Brian Pillman, when he kind of conned Eric Bischoff and then signed with WWE, and Mike Awesome, but I don't think he had a contract with ECW when he went to WCW, and then he had to drop the ECW title as part of the deal to make peace. Aside from that, I don't recall a trade.
So there was a rumor back in 2002, and I found an excerpt because I remembered this. This was from BackstageWrestling.com, very clearly a reputable source because it's still around today. That wasn't sarcastic at all. It says, Godfather, along with another recently released WWE wrestler, Perry Saturn, were both part of a trade of sorts with the WWA promoter, Andrew McManus. Scott Steiner was originally scheduled to appear on the WWA overseas tour, but signed with WWE. However, E and A came to an agreement to have Steiner off the tour and on WWE television in return for Saturn and Godfather, who were WWE employees at the time, to work the Australian tour. So sort of, a little bit, WWA had some ambitions there, and they, you know, a lot of the people that worked there ended up working for Impact, but that's the only, I remembered reading about that years and years ago, but that's about it. But you know, that's no different than a talent exchange.
Yeah. And to me, that's just an appearance thing practically. Like exactly. Sometimes you'll hear about WWE will advertise somebody and then maybe they're injured and they send somebody else, 100%. You know, that's not really in terms of an actual trade between promotions where they're going to become full-time with this one now. And that one's going to become full-time with that one. I don't think I've ever heard of that. I think what you just said about Mighty Mouse is the best example I can think of. In terms of that,
we got a bunch more super chats. What do you think of Trick Williams and Braun? Man, Trick has improved drastically, and that is a benefit of the Performance Center. Braun Breaker, he's really finding his groove again. It looked like he peaked very, very early, and now that we're getting to see more personality out of him, I think it's going really, really well. Jimmy, when I saw that, I think I was watching NXT. It was Tuesday night. I was at the gym watching NXT and I saw that flimsy ass wall backstage. I go, oh, they drywalled that to go through.
Braun Breaker has really blossomed as a heel.
Yes.
And I still hate his name and I really hope someday they change it. And I know people don't like the Steiner name right now, but
I don't care. I don't care. I'd rather him be Braun Steiner. I thought Rex Steiner was perfect.
Right. I agree. Perfect. I agree. I don't like Braun Breaker. I could see the mainstream talk show host making fun of that. And I don't like it. But he's really coming to his own. I'm looking forward to seeing some fresh matchups for him on the main roster. And everybody's talking about Spear versus Spear, so we got to have him and Roman at some point down the road.
Yeah, they very clearly wanted that piece of content on their digital. Jared says, do you think Cody's other pals are next after Jade? Well, you're definitely implying QT Marshall, who FightfulSelect.com, best $51 a year in the business, reported.
Until Monday.
Signed an extension through December 31st. So at that point, I'm sure he'll kind of reevaluate things, see how things go. But Ricky Starks is the big one. I haven't heard of him extending his deal or anything as of yet, but I don't know when his deal is up either, so.
Do you think that WWE would ever contemplate creating a stable for Cody comprised of former AEW talent? Do you think that would ever come into their minds?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
I do. Rec spec on Edge Sunday. It'll be October. So, I mean, Rex Beck, I think, he should show up. I think that is the big one. And, man, if they get Mercedes and Edge, I think that in 2023, that approaches the loss of CM Punk. I think it approaches the loss of CM Punk. You get two for one, two marquee stars.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One still probably not even in her physical prime, and another one with gas in the tank. And not only gas in the tank, Jimmy, there are a number of stories for him in AEW. You could book Edge in your sleep for a year if you get him. So I hope he's showing up. I think so.
I think I agree with you when you say marquee wise compared to Punk when you're talking Punk in 2023.
Yes,
I agree, because Punk has lost a lot of appeal, I think.
Over the last year, yes.
Yeah, but in terms of Punk in 21, I don't think it's close. But in 2023, I agree. I think it's pretty close.
I mean, I'll do the old Twitter test. CM Punk has about 2.6 million followers. Mercedes has about 2.5 million. Yeah. And Edge, about 1.4. Doesn't tweet a lot.
I think Edge is bigger on Instagram and Mercedes is bigger on Instagram. I don't know about Punk though.
Punk's big on Instagram.
Is he?
But I think people misunderstand or maybe don't appreciate the type of fan that Mercedes brings in. It's a completely different fan. Jared says, was Top Dollar's firing out of spite? Weird he's gone. The other two Hit Row members are employed. Or do they have creative plans for Tahuti and B-Fab? I haven't heard of any creative plans. I mean, I don't want to say that Top Dollar being vocal got him in trouble, but I mean, it didn't sit right with some people. But I mean, listen, I subscribe to the Top Dollar method of don't talk shit and nothing happens to you type of thing. He was a good sport about the Michael Cole stuff. He had even pitched some things. What did you think when you saw the Top Dollar deal?
To be honest with you, I didn't think much about it because they hadn't been using Hit Row. So I didn't think
they've
much
been using
about
to
it.
Get their asses whipped. That's
well,
about it.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't think too much about it. I can understand, you know, given the political climate, I can understand him being vocal could you know make him fall out of favor. But at the same time, they used him for outside endeavors. He did stuff on A&E. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
well, that was before his first firing.
Before, right? So obviously they saw value in him for things beyond the ring before, but. To me, it would have been a bigger story if Hit Row had been a featured act or had been an act that they actually utilized in some capacity. But because they never did, I didn't really think too much of it.
Kate says that Jimmy doesn't care about neck health. I know that's true. Wild Boy says, y'all have probably answered this, but if Punk returns to WWE, would you have him return at Survivor Series or save him for the Rumble? Survivor Series. Chicago, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
That'd be the time to do it. 100%. I agree.
Yeah, and then you're priming yourself for the Royal Rumble and whatnot. But you know what? I'm going to prime yourselves for NordVPN because, listen, there's a pay-per-view this weekend. You don't got to pay full price for it. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, You just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Sorry for the cough. Will says, gotta admit, I love the NXT tease of Brian Pillman Jr. I do too. I mean, listen, I know he tweets a lot of stuff or says a lot of stuff that had a lot of people down on him and all that stuff and really dismissing it. I think this is the best environment for him. I think WWE was probably always the best area for him. Varsity Blondes peaked early. Listen, I like the Bengals integration. That's for damn sure with his father. He's a legend around these parts. And Bizarro Big L says, Sean, how was the Bengals game? It was awesome. It was great.
Were you a Bengals fan when you were a kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And did you know Brian Pillman, or you might have been too young to know Brian Pillman when he started in wrestling from football? You might have been too young.
How do I put this? So I was aware of Brian Pillman's football past because he wore Bengals trunks. So that was the tie-in there because that's why he did it. He had the Bengals stuff there. I mean, I was too young to see like the beginning of it, but you know, by like 92, 93, I knew that's why he wore that and all that. But he was one of my favorites for that reason.
I can't help but think that Brian, I don't want to use the word sheltered, but I think that Sean and Hunter are going to take care of him because of who his dad was and their connection to his dad, I think. So
sure.
It's a good opportunity for him. It's a good opportunity. Bizarro, and he worked for it. It wasn't handed to him.
Sure. Bizarro said, to counter Jimmy's point, Edge has neck issues, so trying to draft him into the next strong kingdom would be a pretty good first feud. What he feels the biggest thing AEW needs to do to help retain talent. I mean, sincerely, Jimmy. Roderick Strong coming out there being like, listen, you and I have so much in common with his neck brace. This has been the knock on Roderick Strong his whole career, is that he didn't have a big character or personality. And he has never been more over outside of maybe a period in the Undisputed era, but he was playing like second or third fiddle at that point. He is prominently featured and people love him in this angle. It's really, really great.
I don't disagree. And like the graphic of him with the glasses kind of on tilted, a little sideways. I don't disagree. I guess I just look at Edge when he's making his big debut in AEW. I envision him having a bigger marquee match to start. But I don't disagree. Like, Roderick Strong is the most over he's ever been.
Sure. K775 says, Sean, any insight on what Gargano is filming? A little worried because Michael Cole didn't mention him as a former North American champion on Monday. Well, listen, he was at the PC, or not the PC, HQ on Friday. I don't know. He had filmed something a couple weeks before. Actually, I know it was with a person who was just let go by WWE. So, like a producer or something. But I don't know what exactly he's working on or anything like that, but they had plans for him to come back this summer. He was ready to come back. I want to make this clear. He has been cleared since like late April. He's been good to go. I mean, he showed up and wrestled Omos on a couple of live events as well.
And it felt like they were doing something with Ciampa with a, like, where is Gargano thing? Like, it felt like they were doing something, and then it just ended. It just stopped.
Yeah. Bizarro Big L had also said, what do you feel is the biggest thing AEW needs to do to help retain talent? Pay them accordingly and book them accordingly. That's the biggest thing. Brash Monkey says, just watch Andrade versus Jay, and Juice Robinson is the closest thing this generation has to a loose cannon Brian Pillman comedic gold. I agree. I love Juice Robinson. I mean, I really took notice of him in New Japan. I was one of those people that saw his work in NXT and I was like, okay, he's giving his all to it, but it just wasn't. That was a better gimmick for Bryan Danielson than it was for CJ Parker, the save the world gimmick. And now what Juice is doing is incredible. He's been a big winner of Collision.
Loose Cannon's a good fit for him because he looks it. He looks the part.
Yeah, he does. Mike the Jeweler says, let's get back to the hump. Says, hi, SRS. Hello, Boss Man Van. SRS, what's this Tony Khan and Buys New Japan rumors going on? Any update on that? How'd that even start? If it's happening, is it a good idea for one person to have AEW, ROH, and New Japan? No, I don't think it's a good idea because I was talking to my friend John Alba this week, and he said that goes against the very spirit of what created AEW, which is to not have a monopoly in wrestling. And Jimmy, a lot of people were like, well, he didn't outright deny it, but he brought up a very good point, Jimmy. He basically said, why the hell would I buy it when I can just use their talent whenever I want without buying it?
Let's get into this. So I think this whole thing started because Tony Khan said regarding WrestleDream, he said there's going to be a new era of AEW beginning. That's kind of where it started. Then on the media call yesterday, he was asked by somebody.
By me.
By who?
By me.
Okay, by you.
I asked him because there was a Facebook rumor that he bought New Japan.
Right, right. And like, because I saw Alba's post on Twitter and he said, oh, he didn't deny it. My first question is, let me ask you first your thoughts on the rumor. You kind of already addressed it. Your thoughts on the idea of Tony Khan buying New Japan. Let me start with that. What are your thoughts?
I don't like it. I wouldn't like it. I don't think it'd be a good thing. I think it'd be terrible for wrestling. I think it would be a bad idea. I don't think that AEW needs to buy New Japan. I don't know what New Japan's financial situation is. I mean, I'll put it like this. Aussie Open, Juice Robinson and Jay White all left New Japan for AEW. So that should tell you what the money and the living situation is like in that sense. But I think it'd be bad for wrestling if Tony Khan and AEW bought New Japan.
Aside from getting the tape library, why would they want to buy New Japan? And I understand Tony Khan, he's a lifelong fan, and I think that's a big reason why he bought Ring of Honor, because he's a fan. Aside from his fandom, why would he buy New Japan? What's the benefit to buy New Japan, aside from the tape library? Like, I don't understand, because he's already spread so thin already. He would have to have the current management group maintain things. Why would you want to do it aside from the tape library and aside from the fact that you're a fan? Like, I just don't get it.
I don't see a point of doing it. The tape library is it.
Okay. One other point I want to bring up, and I think it was Meltzer that asked him about this. I don't know where the hell all these rumors come from. So Meltzer asked him on the media call about speculation that Warner Brothers Discovery is interested in acquiring a minority stake in AEW. And what I thought was interesting was Tony actually acknowledged that he's had discussions with Warner Brothers about that. And he said that he's open to it. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I thought, you don't need the money. Your backer is your dad. He's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
So why would you do it? The only thing I can possibly think of as to why he would want to be doing that is, number one, maybe they give him stock, Warner Brothers stock. So now you're a major Warner Brothers stockholder, maybe even on the board. So maybe that's appealing. The other thing is maybe you are securing the indefinite future of AEW on Warner Brothers television by doing that. Other than that, why would you want to do that? Now you open yourself up. Even if you're majority still, you still have a partner now that you have to answer to. Why? I just don't understand why he would want to do that. I don't get the benefit.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like a very, very, it doesn't seem like a unnecessary deal at all.
Yeah, it's hard for me to understand why he'd want to do it. The other thing we should talk about is the streaming rights. Andrew Zarian reported that AEW will start streaming on Max in 2024. He said that it's expected that the pay-per-views are going to air on Max, and there's still speculation that they're going to go to monthly. So they're going to go to 12 pay-per-views a year, and that Max will be the destination for those pay-per-views. This isn't surprising news because Max needs the content. AEW is going to get paid, and they're still not profitable. Like, they need the revenue. How do you think the AEW fan base would feel about a monthly pay-per-view? Because it is a different fan base in WWE somewhat.
I don't think they're that far off from having it between ROH and AEW as is. I mean, they've got the three or four ROH pay-per-views a year. Then they've got six or seven AEW pay-per-views a year. So they're close. They're like 10 to 12 already, because I mean, they're very clearly looking to break that ROH pay-per-view record with the Hung Bucks, MJF, Adam Cole. Like, they're very clearly aiming for that to put some big names on that next pay-per-view.
How do the Ring of Honor shows typically do? Do you know?
I mean, not great, but I mean, they've done better with the AEW promotion associated with it.
Okay. All right. Well, the only thing that is to be determined is, are they going to put the pay-per-views on Max where you pay one monthly rate like Peacock? Or are they going to make people pay an additional sum? Because I think Bleacher Report, you have to pay an extra $10 for that. And so I wonder if they're going to do something in addition for AEW as well. That's what we're going to have to figure out. I'll be interested in how people feel about a monthly pay-per-view if you have to pay an additional rate per show as opposed to a flat rate for all the Max. So that's what we got to figure out.
Yeah, and we've got people asking about the TV deal with WWE. Thunder Skydancer says, why isn't Raw NXT all the same rights deal? It is right now. I mean, it's on the Universal deal, but they'll sell it whichever way makes them the most money.
It sounds like they're saying all the same rights, like the same contract, because they're not on the same contract.
No. They're part of, I mean, I'm sure they're bundled together in some degree.
I think maybe time-wise. But NXT was like a separate monetary.
Because they added amount. That, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. So we know that SmackDown's going to be on USA starting next October. I bet you they're probably going to lose upwards of 1 million viewers a week when they go from Fox to USA. USA is supposedly the front runner. If they don't stay with USA, it sounds like the top contender is Amazon Prime. What are your thoughts on that? And there's also speculation that there might be a change in night. So what are your thoughts on that if they decide to switch nights and go off Monday for Raw?
If they switch nights off Mondays, I mean, one, I think it'd be very, very good for their viewership. If they like did Tuesday, if it was like Tuesday Night Raw or something like that, it'd be so weird. It'd be so goddamn weird, right? Because 30 years now. They've been on Mondays.
Whew. And what about NXT? Where would NXT go?
Who gives a shit? They'd move them to Thursdays and be no big deal.
Well, Amazon's got football Thursdays, I think. Although, the one benefit of streaming is they can have two live shows at the same time.
Yes. They can have their own TV shows network. I mean, I think NXT is a little bit more football proof than Raw, if that makes any sense. But
think so?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tuesday would be, all things considered, I think Tuesday night is sincerely the best night for a show like Raw because there is no football competition. And football is the biggest hamper to WWE.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how it all ends up.
Yeah. We got Jay Brown saying, if AEW gets Edge, do you think Beth Phoenix could also join? Yeah, down the line, I think she certainly could. And that would be very, very good for AEW as well. That's like something nobody's even talking about. But yeah, I think so. Update on Thunder Rosa, Hayter, Pac, and Private Party. Pac isn't factored in. Hayter isn't coming back this year. One member of Private Party is still in the sling. And Thunder Rosa, I believe, is good to go. Burt Wayne says, Brian Pillman Jr. is a good dude. Know him fairly. Blessed to be on this journey. He deserves this shot. I knew him before he was in wrestling. Like I met him before he even trained because he's local.
I'm going to tell the story without mentioning names, Sean. I'm telling a story without mentioning names. Sean and I were at StarCast in 2017, 18, something like that. And we're doing interviews on the StarCast floor. And Sean's interviewing a certain talent. While he's interviewing a certain talent, there's another certain talent standing within earshot talking shit about us. Brian Pillman was standing next to that said talent, and I heard Brian Pillman do nothing but put us over. He did nothing but put us over, and he put over Fightful, and he put over you, and he did this while this other talent was talking shit about us. So I think very highly of Brian Pillman.
Which, by the way, that person did since apologize.
I know that. I don't like that person. They didn't make a good impression on me.
Sure.
But Pillman is a good dude. He's a good dude. And I wish him luck in NXT. Hope he does really well.
Yeah. Yeah. That the negative around that situation was overcome by the positive. Cause I was like, he didn't have to do that. Like he didn't know me shit.
I agree.
He didn't know me shit. Thunder Skydancer says meant the same contract as SmackDown. Well, I mean, that's because they can make more money selling them separately. If they could make more money selling them all together, they would. Andy says, which 24 free agent would WWE and AEW both most loathe to lose? Would WWE fight AEW for the New Japan library and IP? Well, I don't think his deal is up in 2024 anymore, but it would have been Bryan Danielson, but I think he's got injury time added on. In WWE, it is, I'd say it's probably Becky Lynch.
Really?
Becky Lynch, yeah.
So you think they would rather lose like Roman Reigns to Becky Lynch?
2024, free agent.
Oh, 2024. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We got Burt Wayne saying Gorilla Press here, in order to avoid AEW's problems with Punk, I'd hire Punk to teach promos at the Fed. I think he wants to wrestle right now.
And they don't want him to be teaching promos.
Yeah, they don't want him to teach it.
No.
Does Deonna end up in WWE next year? I think she should. I think they should be going after her. I mean, obviously, you're going to have Chelsea Green pushing them to sign her. You're going to have Britt Baker pushing AEW to sign her. I hope that Deonna Purrazzo makes an awful lot of money next year, because she's proven her worth in AEW. Proven her worth and impact. She proved her worth when she appeared on AEW as well, though. Ryan says, going back to what Rick Boogs said, he was replying to some fans in YouTube and believed his career was killed when Vince left, and think his firing was due to a political power play. Again, if Vince wanted Boogs at the top of the card, he would have been at the top of the card when he pushed his way back in, since like February.
You know, with all due respect to Boogs, you know how sometimes when I've been laid off before, I don't know if everybody I have been. Sometimes when you're laid off, you make a molehill into a mountain, and you think to yourself things that aren't necessarily true. With all due respect to Boogs, it was a budget cost due to the merger. I mean, that's what happens in these situations. That's what it was. There was nobody that had like a target. Oh, we definitely got to get rid of that guy. You know what I mean? So it was an unfortunate necessity, and that's what happens in the corporate world, and that's what it was.
When I worked at What Culture and I dealt with that absolute dipshit, Matt Holmes, the feedback he would give me is, you need to write more like this other person. And I watched how that guy wrote, and he dumbed down everything. He treated the audience like they were morons. And when I got fired by Matt Holmes, I knew it was because I didn't or couldn't write like that guy. But I wasn't like, oh, it's this guy's fault. I knew who fired me. I knew who let me go. I knew who made that call. I knew if that guy wanted me there, I would be there. That's how it is here. If Vince wanted you there, you'd be there.
Yeah, I agree.
Any news on Danhausen? He is injured. He will let you know that he is injured repeatedly. He is injured. That's it. He's injured.
It's amazing, the Twitter people, Sean. So many people take shots about, well, if Danhausen was talented, they'd be using him. And then he'll respond and go, I am injured.
Injured.
Right.
And he told me outright in April, I was like, how you feeling? He goes, well, to be honest with you, I don't want to be on TV injured again, because they hired me while I was injured. Right. And that was kind of the thing. Don't want to do that again. That guy is so savvy, so brilliant, a wonderful dude. Collision to Monday if Raw moves. No, that wouldn't happen, because Tony doesn't want to compete with the NFL either.
Exactly.
Because he's got a vested interest in the NFL.
He's been very public about it, that he won't compete against the Jaguars. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they're doing this show on Sunday night, honestly. Serena Deeb versus Phoenix, yes, please. Also, Thunder is Gucci. That's what I heard, too. I heard that Thunder's good to go. That's what we reported on FightfulSelect.com, the best $51 in the business until this Monday. But yes, Serena and Beth Phoenix would be a great one. After Saturday, where does Callahan end up? So I think that as things stand, Sami Callahan is probably likely leaving Impact Wrestling. FightfulSelect.com, best $51 a year in the business until this Monday, reported that his contract is up on Saturday. So Sunday rolls around, he can go wherever the hell he wants. He could show up to WrestleDream if he wanted to. But I think that because of his connection to Jon Moxley, he's going to get a look. I think that also he's going to probably get a look as a producer as well.
Let me ask you, just to kind of add to the speculation earlier, the whole new era in AEW at WrestleDream, what do you think Tony Khan meant by that?
I can't even possibly speculate, because I know that after the Christian Cage thing, he's been pretty careful about what he says in that regard. And now, funny enough, if we knew Christian Cage was going to be this Christian Cage, I think that announcement would have been, worthy. But I don't think he wants to say things that aren't going to live up to the hype.
Okay.
So I think that there is, I think he's got something up his sleeve, man. But I think he's also playing it close to the vest because people that I know haven't talked about it.
You don't think they might fold Ring of Honor into AEW, do you?
When they say an end of an era and a start of another one, I think there's a possibility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that they could say, you know what? We are going to do trios titles versus trios titles,
right.
World champ versus world champ. I mean, hey, look at it this way. This is reckless speculation. Maybe I should save it for select. Fuck it. I'll do it. I had somebody saying like, you know what? What if they, hearing that maybe there's like an end of the year pay-per-view in New York or something like that. Not confirmed. Don't report it. Don't aggregate it. If you do, you're a piece of shit. Eddie Kingston's the ROH world champion. He's from New York. MJF's the AEW world champion. He's from New York. Main eventing that could sell some tickets. The Hung Bucks are ROH trios champions, right? Well, that's all that they're obviously draws in that regard. You got Athena on this incredible run as ROH world champion on the women's side. You could do a unification match there. If they folded that into each other, that would be pretty significant. However, AEW, especially Tony, loves to do like the AEW darks and elevations of the world. And he can't do that under our AEW because they've got the exclusive content agreement with WBD. Mm-hmm. However, he's been able to do some of that with ROH. It's become like their developmental territory in a sense. So it's hard for me to imagine them doing that unless they say to WBD, hey, we really need a show like this. Like we really, really need a developmental show. Unless they just look at things and they go, it ain't worth it. We'll just start bringing people from the indies and they'll work dark matches like in WWE.
I mean, I do question if the reason, because there's been a lot of complaint lately, but all the Ring of Honor titles coming back on AEW TV.
Uh-huh.
I do question if they're doing that on purpose because they want to maximize the publicity for those titles before they do unification matches like that.
Yeah.
That crossed my mind. I think the reason that Ring of Honor television exists is just because the opportunity came up to buy the brand. And Tony felt like I got to keep the brand going because he didn't plan this like long term. That just kind of came up. So I think I bought Ring of Honor. Well, I got to keep it going. I think it's almost like an albatross. He's so busy as it is. And now you got to book Ring of Honor every week too. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't surprise me. But like you said, it's reckless speculation.
Yep. We got K775 saying if WWE goes to Disney, could you see them doing additional programming, sticking on ESPN Plus, or maybe expanding their Hulu partnership? What do you think, Jimmy?
There's so much programming as it is, but could I see them doing additional? Sure. I mean, why not? There's so much programming as it is. But you know what? Maybe they could do more documentary style stuff. ESPN does a lot of sports documentaries. Maybe they could do more documentary style stuff. But yeah. Otherwise, the wrestling content is so saturated. I mean, who watches Main Event? You know what I mean?
I do. Me.
Of course you do. But yeah, most don't. There's just so much content. But sure, they could. Why not?
After Sal, we read that one. Sarit says post-merger with Endeavor, is Vince fully in charge of creative Triple H or 50-50 Vince Triple H? Also, is War Games happening at Survivor Series? Any chance of Punk signing with WWE or debuting? There's definitely a chance. I don't know about War Games. This Raw felt like a Triple H Raw on Monday.
In what way?
A lot of the booking decisions, like, I don't know, giving people wins before they get title matches, for one, seemed like one. That stood out to me. Ciampa being used, Tegan Nox being used, Bronson Reed getting a push. It seemed very Triple H-ish to me.
What about Judgment Day again with Sammy and KO again? And Cody again.
That was a good match, but it's going to keep going until Survivor Series. Survivor Series is going to be Cody, Jay, Sammy, Kevin against Judgment Day and JD. I hope they incorporate Jade and Rhea in there too. Like, I think that Rhea and Jade being in that match would be kind of cool.
Do you think, because somebody suggested War Games, do you think maybe they might make that a War Games match?
They could. I think they could, for sure.
Do you think that there's an appetite from the fan base to have to deal with this shit for two more months?
No.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah. I think it's a lot. Like, how are they going to stretch that out?
Right.
How are they going to stretch that out? My God. Guys, we are wrapping up. We're heading over to The List Goes On FightfulSelect.com. But I am back here tonight for the post-AEW show. But how about this? Over on The List Goes On, we're going to talk about exactly how things got changed with Moxley and Phoenix last week. Because there were some big changes as a result. I mean, like, immediate changes to the show and the upcoming pay-per-view as a result of that match. Make sure you guys check it out. Of course, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We would appreciate it. Until next time, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.